All right, so we're diving into AI today.
Sounds fun.
And it's about this seriously cool tech called Notebook LM.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
So imagine like all your research articles, PDFs, even like crazy online discussions all pulled together, like neatly summarized, and it can answer any question you have about them.
Really?
Yeah, that's Notebook LM.
That's pretty
It
incredible.
is, right?
It is, and it's not just some like futuristic dream either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Notebook LM was actually named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2024.
Wow, that's a big deal.
It is.
And get this.
What?
Google just announced Notebook LMM Plus.
Plus.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
Well, think of it like Notebook LM, but specifically made for businesses and organizations.
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
But don't worry though, because they're going to release it for everyone else early next year.
Oh, nice. So we get to try it out soon.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal with this Plus version? What makes it so special?
Well, for one, it could completely change how we like approach research and knowledge management.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, can you imagine how much time you'd save prepping for a presentation if
Oh.
you could just like feed all your materials into Notebook LM Plus and it spits out this concise, like targeted summary?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Actually, that reminds me of something I was just reading about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the article I was looking at mentioned all these potential applications for different teams.
Like what?
Well, like sales teams could use it to analyze their competitors.
Oh, that's interesting.
And marketing teams, you know, they could use it to summarize customer trends. And even educators could create really engaging lesson plans with it.
That's so cool. But okay, I get how it could be useful for businesses. But what about for the average person?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Like, how could this impact our everyday life?
Well, think about students.
Okay.
They could use it to generate study guides from their notes.
Oh, that would have been helpful back in the day.
Right. Or how about getting like a clear summary of a super dense textbook chapter?
Yeah, those are the worst.
I know, right? It could totally change how we learn and remember information.
Yeah, that's true. You know, one thing that really stood out to me in the article
What's that?
was all this emphasis on privacy and security.
Right.
With all this data being processed, I'm kind of curious how they're addressing that.
Yeah, that's a really important point, and it seems like Google is taking it seriously.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they emphasize that with Notebook LM Plus, all your data stays within your organization.
So they're not using it to train their other AI models.
Nope, they said they're not.
Wow. So no worries about sensitive info ending up in the wrong hands.
That seems to be the idea. It's a big step towards making sure organizations feel comfortable using this technology.
Yeah, that makes sense. This whole thing really feels like a game changer for so many fields.
I agree.
It's almost like having this super-powered research assistant at your fingertips.
It really is.
But I am curious, are there any downsides we should be aware of?
That's a good question.
Like, is there a risk of us becoming too reliant on AI for all our knowledge?
You know, that is a question we need to explore more because while all the potential benefits are definitely exciting, we can't forget about the potential impact on critical thinking and information literacy.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, if we're always relying on AI to do the hard work for us, do we risk becoming passive consumers of information?
That's a really interesting point, and it kind of reminds me of something else I read in the
Oh,
article.
yeah. What's that?
It mentioned this partnership between Google and Malaysia's National AI Office.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah, and they're using Notebook LM Plus to improve public services.
That's fascinating. What kind of impact do you think that could have?
Well, imagine if government services were more efficient, more transparent, and more accessible to everyone. It could be a model for how AI can actually improve public life.
I like that. That's a really exciting possibility.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot so far, from the basic features of Notebook LM Plus to all the potential applications and even some of the ethical things we should be thinking about.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But now I'm curious about how this technology actually works. Like on a technical level, how does it manage to pull all this information together and answer questions so accurately?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So Notebook LM uses the power of large language model.
Large language
Yeah,
models.
you've probably heard of them. They're a type of AI that's really good at understanding and generating human-like text.
So it's not just basic keyword searches or algorithms. It's actually trying to understand what the information means.
Exactly. It's all about context. These models are trained on huge data sets of text and code.
Wow.
Which allows them to learn all these language nuances and the relationships between different concepts.
Okay, so when you upload something to Notebook LM, it basically reads and analyzes it.
Yeah, and then it creates like this sophisticated internal representation of all that information.
Yeah, that makes sense. But what about citing sources?
Oh, right.
Like, how does it know where it's getting specific facts or insights from?
That's one of the coolest things about it.
Yeah.
These large language models are incredible at tracking where information comes from.
Really?
Yeah. So when Notebook LM gives you an answer or generates some content, it can tell you exactly which source that information came from and give you accurate citations.
Wow. That's a game changer for researchers.
Definitely. And for anyone who needs to be super careful about their sources.
Right. It takes all the manual work out of it.
Exactly. Plus, it can help make sure research is more accurate and transparent.
I'm starting to see the potential here. But going back to what we were talking about earlier about the downsides, I'm still a bit wary.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Could relying too much on these AI summaries lead to us getting stuck in an information bubble?
What do you mean?
Like where we're only exposed to a limited perspective.
Ah, I see what you mean. Well, it's important to remember that even the most advanced AI is limited by the data it's trained on.
Oh, right.
And if that data is biased or incomplete, it could reflect those biases in its output.
So it's not a perfect solution that gets rid of all bias or misinformation.
Not quite.
Yeah.
We still have to be critical thinkers ourselves. You know, evaluate sources carefully and consider different perspectives.
So AI can be a powerful tool.
Absolutely.
But it shouldn't replace our own judgment.
Exactly. And that's actually why I think initiatives like that one in Malaysia are so interesting.
Oh, yeah, with the government.
Yeah. By working with governments and public institutions, we can figure out how to use AI to actually improve lives while also addressing all these ethical questions.
So we need to be careful and think things through.
Exactly.
It sounds like we're entering a new era where humans and AI will have to work together.
I think you're right. And that brings up another question. What skills and knowledge will matter most in this new world?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
If AI can do all the routine information processing for us, what will our roles be?
Well, it seems likely that things like critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, and emotional intelligence will become even more important.
So instead of replacing us, AI might actually make our roles even more important.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's all about how we adapt and learn to use these tools to our advantage.
Okay, so we've covered the potential benefits, the possible downsides, and even a bit about the technical stuff behind Notebook LM Plus.
Yeah.
But what do you think is the most significant thing about all of this?
For me, it's the potential to make knowledge accessible to everyone.
Oh, I like that.
Imagine a world where no matter who you are or what resources you have, you can understand complex information with the help of AI.
That's a powerful idea.
It really is. It could level the playing field for education research and even just staying informed about what's happening in the world.
That's so true. But what about the potential for misuse?
Oh, yeah, that's important, too.
Could this technology be used to spread misinformation or manipulate people?
That's definitely something we need to consider. AI is a tool just like any other. It could be used for good or for bad.
So it's up to us to make sure it's used responsibly.
Exactly. Yeah. We need to have ethical guidelines and safeguards in place.
It's not just about the technology itself, then.
Yeah.
It's about how we use it and the values we embed in it.
I think that's a great way to put it. And that's why conversations like this are so important. We need to keep talking about AI.
Yeah.
And work together to create a future where it benefits everyone.
It's exciting and a little scary at the same time.
Definitely.
But I agree, we have to be proactive and thoughtful about how we integrate these powerful tools into our world.
Absolutely. It is. And that's actually why I think initiatives like that one in Malaysia are so interesting.
Oh, yeah. With the government.
Yeah. By working with governments and public institutions, we can figure out how to use AI to actually improve lives while also addressing all these ethical questions.
So we need to be careful and think things through. It sounds like we're entering a new era where humans and AI will have to work together.
I think you're right. And that brings up another question. What skills and knowledge will matter most in this new world?
Oh, that's a good one. If AI can do all the routine information processing for us, what will our roles be?
Well, it seems likely that things like critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, and emotional intelligence will become even more important.
So instead of replacing us, AI might actually make our roles even more important.
It's possible. It's all about how we adapt and learn to use these tools to our advantage.
Okay, so we've covered the potential benefits, the possible downsides, and even a bit about the technical stuff behind Notebook LM+.
Yeah.
But what do you think is the most significant thing about all of this?
For me, it's the potential to make knowledge accessible to everyone.
Oh, I like that.
Imagine a world where no matter who you are or what resources you have, you can understand complex information with the help of AI.
That's a powerful idea.
It really is.
Yeah.
It could level the playing field for education research and even just staying informed about what's happening in the world.
That's so true.
Oh.
But what about the potential for misuse?
Oh, yeah. That's important, too.
Could this technology be used to spread misinformation or manipulate people?
That's definitely something we need to consider. AI is a tool just like any other project. It can be used for good or for bad.
So it's up to us to make sure it's used responsibly.
Exactly. We need to have ethical guidelines and safeguards in place.
It's not just about the technology itself, then. It's about how we use it and the values we embed in it.
I think that's a great way to put it. And that's why conversations like this are so important.
Yeah.
We need to keep talking about AI.
Yeah.
And work together to create a future where it benefits everyone.
It's exciting and a little scary at the same time.
Definitely.
But I agree. We have to be proactive and thoughtful about how we integrate these powerful tools into our world.
Absolutely.
It really does feel like things are changing so fast.
Yeah. It's like we're right on the edge of this huge shift in how we access information.
It's both exciting and kind of scary at the same time.
I know what you mean. Like, we can see this incredible potential, but there are definitely some unknowns, too.
And that's why I think it's so important to have these open and honest discussions.
Exactly. We need to be talking about both the good and the bad when it comes to AI.
And this isn't just a conversation for, like, tech people or politicians, either.
Right. It affects all of us.
Yeah.
The future of AI is something we'll be shaping together.
So where do we go from here? What can our listeners do to get involved?
Well, I think the first step is just staying informed.
Makes sense.
Read about what's happening with AI. Follow the discussions. Ask questions.
The more we know, the better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to experiment either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Notebook LM is out there for anyone to try.
Oh, that's right.
So you can get a feel for how it works and what it can do.
So play around with it.
Yeah, exactly. Try using it for your own research or learning. See if it changes how you work or how you understand things. And then talk about it.
Share your thoughts.
Yeah. Tell your friends, your family, your colleagues. The more we talk about this stuff, the better prepared we'll be for the future.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
It's clear that AI is going to be a huge part of our lives moving forward.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And tools like Notebook LM Plus are just the beginning.
It's exciting and a little overwhelming to think about.
I agree. It's an amazing time to be alive, and I'm really curious to see what happens next with this technology.
Me too. And to all our listeners out there, we want to hear from you. What are you most excited about when it comes to AI? What are you worried about? Share your thoughts with us on social media or through our website.
Let's keep this conversation going.
Because like you said, the future of AI is up to all of us.
That's right. Let's make it a future worth looking forward to.
Well said. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep exploring.
And keep an eye on AI.
See you next time.